www.thebeatmetal.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you. Talk about your health. Let's talk about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, we can talk about it. Whatever health challenge you've been diagnosed with, we'll talk about it. And a lot of times, if it's not for you, maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, somebody that really needs help with their health. And we can help you go from where you are in your current state of health right now to where you need to be. The body changes, but the question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are to where you need to be? And if you say, yes, I am. Yes, I'm willing to change. The many times you can. And it's amazing how the body will respond in kind, but you have to be willing to. No one else can do it for you. It's a big take responsibility health message. That's what this is all about. Now, a new study about traffic pollution, how it may boost your risk of heart attack. Time magazine talked about it. It said exposure to high levels of traffic pollution may boost your risk of heart attack, according to a new study on BMI.com. And so the study was found in the risk of the transient lasting 1 to 6 hours rather than overall risk of heart attack. Exposure to pollution appeared to precipitate cardiac events in people who are already at a higher than average risk. Researchers in epidemiology in London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine analyzed the data on about 80,000 people between 2003 and 2006. England and Wales try to determine if patients' exposure to ambient air pollution was really valid. From the National Air Quality Archive, the data offered information about pollutant particles in the ozone, like carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide levels. But after controlling the environmental factors like air temperature, humidity, and viral infection rates, they did find that after about 72 hours of exposure to pollution, that the risk remained elevated for only 6 hours. The findings are in line with previous research that have also found air pollution to have immediate negative effect on heart health. So in this study, bottom line is, we know air pollution is always tough. We know that it's tough on our bodies, but we didn't know that it had or led to issues within cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular risk. So that's something definitely to be considered and something to be concerned about. So if you live in the bigger city, you're under a lot of air pollution, you do need to be concerned because it can affect your heart. Now, just like anything else, obviously, you can do things in your home. You can do things to protect your air quality. I'm a big fan of being in control of all of that. You know, you can use HEPA air filters, very important. You can put those in your home. You know, get a home that's outside of the city so you're not so exposed to it that you have a little bit more air quality wherever you live. Always a very important thing to do. So there's several things that can be done. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're looking at air quality, making sure that you want to get, you know, full control of that so that the water you drink, air you breathe, the exercise you get or don't get, all those sorts of things, it's all critical and it's all very important to go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. I thought that was very, very interesting. Not only is it just toxic to the body overall, but it's toxic to the heart. And that is a key. Because once your heart gets damaged, those cells are one of the sets of cells in the body that do not regenerate. So you know, as much as your liver regenerates, the heart cells, cardiac cells typically do not. And that's something that we all need to be concerned about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm tuning up. I've listened to your show so many times and wanted to call. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My daughter just turned 23 in May, and she started having irregular heartbeats. She'd never done this before, never had any problems. She's never had any health issues other than that she has alopecia.
Okay.
Totalis, that started when she was 11.
Right.
She does have that going on in her body, and she has had pneumonia several times, so she has that going on. But this irregular heartbeat stuff just kind of came up out of the blue, and it makes her feel really bad when it does it. She'll be feeling fine, and then she can kind of feel it coming on. Kind of like her, she says her stomach tightens up, and she starts hurting through her chest, and her heart starts just beating just really all over the board. And not necessarily fast, but just beating all over the board. So after a couple of times, we took her, she went to the doctor, and they've done all kinds of blood work. And they, at first they said her thyroid was a little high. They went back for a double check and said it was normal. And they said that her iron was a little low to take iron supplements. And that was all they said about blood work. And then they sent her on to a cardiologist. He did more blood work. They've done, I don't know how many EKGs. They did an ultrasound and couldn't determine what was doing it. There's something that's causing it to do this. There's something that causes the heart to do this, but we're just not sure what. So here, take this medicine. It'll slow your heart rate down and come back in 4 months.
And that's all they've said.
And I said, well, what is this? And he said, oh, it's a beta blocker. And she said, well, are there any side effects? Oh, there's a few, but you probably won't have any. And that was that. And so we have not, she has not started taking it. He also told her to lay off the caffeine and drink more fluid.
I agree with that.
And I said, why don't you just try to do that and hold up on this beta blocker thing. And since then she has done it a few times. But not too bad.
Now, it comes and goes, though, right? It's not constant. It'll just come for a little while, and then it'll leave.
Well, no, it may last. No, there's been like a whole day she had to call out from work was in bed all day because she just felt so bad.
And they did an EKG and everything and said that her heart was clear, right?
Right, right. He says that her heart is fine. That's what he said. He said, it's my job to determine that your heart is fine. Your heart appears to be fine, but there's something that's making it do this. Something in your system that's making it do this.
And, does she have anxiety?
Well, no.
She gets anxious?
No, not any more than anybody else.
Does she have a hard time sleeping at night?
No. No, she's never had any problem with that. Now, you know, she doesn't live at home now. She is in college. She's a senior in college. And she does, she has a very active lifestyle. She's, you know, a senior in college. She works full, you know, part-time. And, you know, and that works here in her hometown.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Going to the break, talking with Tanya, and she's been struggling with her daughter having an issue with an irregular heartbeat and speeding up and then slowing down, and the doctors have pretty much done every test they could and found really nothing to be wrong from their end, and so they gave her a beta blocker, which has a real propensity to slow things down in the heart, and they're just going to see how things go. But mom doesn't really think that's a great idea, and she's wanted to maybe get her off the caffeine, the fluids like they mentioned, and then go from there. But you're saying she's still having a couple of episodes, right? So it's kind of concerning you.
Well, yeah, she does still do it. I mean, she didn't take the beta blocker, and she didn't want to either. She didn't want to start taking something that she would be having to take. And we're just not really big on taking medicine unless she just really has to take it. If there's some alternative, better diet, better lifestyle, but, you know, something like that to help. And so that's why she is doing no caffeine and more fluids and, you know, trying to get more rest and, you know, right, things like that to try to see if that would help. You know, and but she has still had these episodes, maybe not as bad as before because she's doing these things, but she has still done it. And no, we haven't started taking, you know, doing that beta blocker thing yet, and that's why I called you last night.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The deal is when it comes to the heart, there's a couple things to understand. If they check the thyroid and the thyroid is doing great, and even if it was a little bit off, but they said it's okay within range, that's still something to keep an eye on, because the thyroid gland definitely regulates the heartbeat. I mean, we know that for sure. The other thing, too, is whenever you're under a lot of stress and, you know, with her having to, you know, work and be in school and being a senior, you know, and there's some safety that is in college. And, you know, you go through those years and you're studying and it's tough and you got to work and pay your way, and some people do and all that. And that can be stressful. But, you know, graduating and then kind of launching out into the world can be very stressful. And so you get out of your comfort zone in your world of college, and now real life starts, so to speak. So that could cause some stress, too, and it could be causing anxiety in her that can mimic a lot of a heart-related condition. So if nothing showed up on the EKG, which typically you can really see a lot on EKG if there's something going on with the heartbeat itself, but if nothing showed up there, nothing showed up on thyroid, then it probably could be anxiety. And it could be GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. Low GABA levels can play a big role. They can cause the actual heart itself to almost do irregular heartbeats. It can make almost a pressure within the chest that can be kind of tough. So, I mean, there's a lot that can happen from the brain chemistry side. Also, the B vitamins. We get low on B vitamins, they're water soluble. So if we're not getting the right kind of foods, a lot of the dark leafy greens, so we're not getting a lot of the Bs, then it can cause major issues within the body. And so if you're not, you know, taking a B complex type supplement can be very helpful. Increasing the dark leafy green vegetables and fruits can play a big role too, get a lot of the Bs out of there. So, I mean, to replenish what you're getting, what you're losing, what the body's doing going under so much amount of stress, I mean, that is always a big key. So, I mean, as far as what she's dealing with, until she's addressed some of the nutritional concerns, and you can do some pretty extensive nutritional blood analysis outside of kind of the standard tests that are done to really evaluate and see exactly what's going on. So just a couple of things to think about, a couple of items to put on the checklist as you're walking through this with your daughter. I mean, I think that, you know, her, I don't know where she stands with her lifestyle choices, eating well and that sort of thing. I'm pretty much a stickler when it comes to eating a certain way, cutting out inflammatory foods, eating an anti-inflammatory diet, because when you're going through any kind of major symptoms, you always want to make sure that you have a good diet in place, that the foundation can be right. And that's one of the first things that she would want to do, is start eating the foods that will remove inflammation in the body and not really cause any major deficiencies, making sure that she's getting a balanced amount of lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. So getting all of that. Oh, that's really important. So just a couple things. But the B vitamins, vitamin B6, B5, all of those are critical to her overall health, and especially managing what's going on with the heart. Niacin B3 is very, very important. NADH, we call it sometimes. And then also B12, all the Bs. And then omega-3 fats. The omega-3, like cod liver oil, fish oil, extremely important. So she's not taking supplements along with a really good diet. You could probably see some issues like that. And if it's GABA, that's a whole different animal. I would ask her physician, you know, what they think about her GABA levels. And there's a lot of foods you can do. You don't, actually, with GABA, you want to stay away from certain foods. But there's quite a few health foods. I talk about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. That can be a great resource for you. But, yeah, I mean, the brain chemistry plays a role, especially. See, the key here is they've done all the tests. And there's nothing really showing up. So it's kind of like, we'll take this medicine, we'll see how it goes. And I know that's not going to sit well with anybody. So they're just kind of at least giving you something really to pacify along the way. But that's standard of care. So nobody's doing the wrong thing by any means. That's textbook. But if you can't find anything, just from a natural perspective, that's what I would look into. Definitely GABA levels. Also looking to see if it's a B vitamin deficiency. I mean, you can do something simple, and she can go to a health food store or lifestyle research or wherever she wants to go and start looking at B vitamins. Something as simple as that. And eating more vegetables and seeing how her body responds, increasing omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, very, very good. All of that can be helpful. And see how her body responds. But your mom, I know you're keeping tabs on it. No one's going to be more on top of it than you are. So that's just some good information, some research that's out there about that kind of condition and what could be some of the culprits. If they didn't do a TPO antibody test, thyroid peroxidase, that might be a good one to do because it shows...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale, with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. And send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show and do what we can to help you. Or if you want me to answer in private, we can do that as well, too. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on, but just know this, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. My book is Empowering Your Health. That's what it's all about, empoweringyourhealth.com. You want to pick up a copy of that. And that's really what it is. It's about going from A to Z with your health and understanding that you don't have to be stuck, that you really can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Are you a big smoker? Well, the cigarette makers and the FDA now are clashing over new graphic ads. The cigarette makers clash with the regulators of the U.S. federal court over new graphic labels and advertising that are using pictures of rotting teeth and diseased lungs to warn consumers about the risk of smoking. I love it. So the tobacco industry asked Judge Richard Leon on Wednesday for a temporary injunction to block the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's requirement for the labels pending a final decision on whether the labels are constitutional. Constitutional? Really? So the Obama administration argued, however, that the companies would not suffer irreparable harm without a preliminary injunction. So the labels are part of a 2009 law passed by Congress that requires color warnings on cigarette packages and on printed advertising, which already carry text warnings from the U.S. Surgeon General. Nobody pays attention to that anyway. So the industry says that the new graphic warnings due to and are going to effect, actually, on September 2012, force them to engage in this type of advertising that should be something that they'll agree on. So basically, so the government can tell people how to live, they're saying. Floyd Abrams, a prominent First Amendment specialist, also representing the tobacco industry, but they can't force people who sell tobacco to buy their mouthpieces. So bottom line is, everybody's in a big uproar about it. And obviously the advertising can hurt. I mean, do you want to see rotten teeth with a cigarette in it, or do you want to see some, you know, picture some young teenager that looks cool smoking a cigarette? It all sends a message. And no wonder they're frustrated. They've been doing the Marlboro Man for the last, 75 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's cool to smoke, they say. And that's what all the advertising, they want to keep people doing that. But, I mean, it's come to a point where it's like we all know what tobacco does to the body. So I'm glad they're actually putting the ads out with rotten teeth. I mean, that is just crazy. Any doctor, first thing they're going to tell you is you can get somebody to quit smoking, you're going to transform 50% of the symptoms that they're dealing with. The same thing with weight loss. So it really doesn't take to get well. It doesn't take a lot of rocket science. A lot of it really is common sense. And on this show, that's what we want to do, is we want to show you the common sense of what it takes to really get well, stay well, and live well, because you can. You don't have to be stuck. You have to make better decisions. That's what it comes down to, making the right decisions so you can go for the next level in your health. Next level health, that is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to give me a call. Now we're going to go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sweetheart. What can I do?
Okay. I'm concerned about an expanded GI panel. Some results on this test. The first one that I had showed a lot of yeast. It said yeast many and plus 4 geotrichum candidum.
Okay.
And the tests, the results that I got just last week, no yeast isolated, but now some other problems have showed up, and I'm concerned about them, and I don't know what to do about it. One of them is pathogens / bacterial overgrowth detected, and the other one is toxoplasma positive,
okay.
And the other one is Trichinella spiralis.
Okay, so with all of this, let me just stop you right there. With all of this, what is your main concern? I understand that you've got some issues that are out of balance in the expanded GI panel that you're concerned about, but what is your main concern?
Are these parasites, this Trichinella spiralis and the toxoplasma? My doctor said I can give you a prescription to take care of this, and she said it's not... she acted like it wasn't a big problem, but she said, if I give you a prescription, it's going to make the yeast come back. And I don't want the yeast come back, but I don't want any parasites either, if that's what this is. So I don't know what to do. Is there, can I use wormwood or something to get rid of this, or is this, should I take the prescription from the doctor?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to make a decision on. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which one you should do. But I mean, if you found all of those in the study that they did, and she has a prescription that will knock it out, which I know what she's gonna, I know what they're gonna give you. But at the end of the day, you can do wormwood and black walnut and all that sort of thing. But if you've got all this going on, it would seem to me that you might. It's gonna come down to whether you want to do it naturally or with medicine, because they're both gonna work. Now, the medicine's gonna have side effects a little bit, but not that bad. I mean, really not that big of a deal. And with the yeast itself, one of the best ways to get rid of yeast, you know, you can use the medications, and they will work. You know, Diflucan and Nystatin, they can both work. So, I mean, there's, it's pretty much the same medication, but you know, at the same end of the day, when you're dealing with yeast, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep a good gut flora. Good gut flora is important. Probiotics are always important, and cutting out the foods that can really cause a major issue, such as staying away from the grains, staying away from sugar, staying away from foods such as that can flare up and increase yeast within the digestive tract. So you have to be careful of all that. So, I mean, it comes down to what you want to do. I mean, I can't tell you what, you know, if it were me, it just depends. It depends on the level, depends on how you feel, depends on the symptoms, you know, that sort of thing. If it's mild, you know, a lot of times the natural stuff can really kick it out and kick it out very well. If it's pretty moderate to severe and you got a lot of symptoms and you're feeling miserable and they found that, then, of course, medicine is going to have the fastest acting potential. And a lot of times, because see, those medications you don't take for a long period of time. It's very short. And they can go in and knock it out, and your body can recover fairly well. So it just comes down to the decision that you want to make. But is it serious? No, I'm not really. I mean, you just got to clear the stuff out of your gut. It's not life-threatening, but it can definitely be in a place where, you know, it can disrupt how your body's functioning, and it can disrupt your overall quality of life, which, as you know, you're probably experiencing that right now. You got to just be careful. So it just comes down to what you want to do. They're both going to work. It just depends on the severity of your symptoms, okay? But don't let it worry you. Your doctor's not leading you in a wrong direction. I mean, she's definitely giving you very good advice just to take the medicine that she's going to prescribe. So nothing wrong with that. It just comes down to whether it's mild, moderate, or severe case of what you've been dealing with. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, good evening. This is Don.
How can
Come
I help,
on? Okay, what I was calling about, I was watching a health show. I think it was an endocrinologist. He was talking about older men, probably 55 and older, measuring their testosterone level and then giving small doses, not anything large, but trying to get their testosterone level back to where it was when they were probably in their 30s. He was saying that's when your testosterone peaks and then slowly goes off. And the symptoms he was addressing with that is, of course, maybe slowing down aging a little bit, but mainly gathering more energy and helping a lot of other part of the aging process. And I was just curious.
So is this something you've done or just something you're researching?
It's just really something I'm interested in. I feel as I'm aging, of course, I don't have the energy that I had before. And I would like to look at natural sources like herbal things, but I don't know of any.
Okay. When you say, so your energy levels and all that have shifted, have you changed anything radically in your lifestyle, like your diet and all that, or you're just now looking into it?
Just now looking into it. I haven't changed anything radically. I think I eat fairly healthy as is. My weight's where it needs to be. I still exercise and play sports, but I don't have the energy level that I used to have.
Yeah, I got you. What is your age?
50.
Have you had your testosterone level checked?
I have not checked to see if I just saw this show and it just kind of piqued my interest.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are this. First things first, if you want to look at getting your testosterone levels up, a couple of things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, both of those are known to be very helpful. Maca root is really good. Tribulus terrestris, that's a really good herbal formula. Keeping your zinc levels up is very important. Zinc is a critical mineral for testosterone production. And exercising about 20 to 30 minutes a day, about 4 days a week of high-intensity weightlifting has been proven to keep your testosterone levels up. And about 25 to 30% of fats in your diet is key as well. So that's a good roundabout. I'm not a big fan, again, of putting the testosterone in. Even at 50, you're still really young. You know, get a blood test done and have them check out your actual levels. So that's something else to think about as well. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and I talk a lot about that in there. It might be a great resource for you, okay? Thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Do
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is your greatest wealth. No matter what anyone tells you, it was given to you for free, you know, most of us anyway, when we were born. And we spent all of our life working so hard to take care and build wealth and get a home, cars, take care of our kids and all that. And financially, it's very important. Absolutely. We can't lose our health in the middle of it. Our health was given to us for free, and all we have to do is take care of it, making better choices every single day. That's all we have to do, is to make good choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. And it's true, but are you willing to? Are you willing to make those choices? I hope you are, because so many times people are not. They just let it go. And their health goes. And then you're going to spend all your money in your latter part of your days trying to reclaim your health. And you don't need to do that. Hot flashes are linked to high cholesterol. This is really interesting. Several studies now have linked hot flashes to an increased risk for heart disease. And now new research suggests a link between these menopause symptoms and increased cholesterol. The study is being presented in Washington, D.C. this week at the 22nd annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society. That's interesting in itself. Kind of interesting just to hang out. The North American Menopause Society. Societies for everything. Researchers followed more than 3,000 women in their 40s and early 50s for 7 years as they transitioned through menopause. And after taking into account other heart disease risk factors, they found that hot flashes and, to a lesser extent, night sweats to be predictive of higher cholesterol. Now, more hot flashes the women had, the higher their LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and HDL, good cholesterol. Since the raised LDL is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, while high HDL is associated with lower risk for those events, the meaning and the findings are somewhat murky, the researchers say. So I think hot flashes and night sweats tell us something about women's cardiovascular risk and health, but it's also likely that the message is quite complex. Study researcher Rebecca Thurston of the University of Pittsburgh, that's what she told WebMD in the article. And so hot flashes and high cholesterol go hand in hand. They're saying there is a strong correlation. But, you know, at the end of the day, cholesterol, if it's elevated, just because it might be 190 to 220 for your total number, that's not standard of care. But technically for physiology of the body, it's not that big of a deal. So if you're predisposed to heart attacks, or you've already had one, then that's a different story. But for the average bear, usually those cholesterol numbers are okay, and your body can function quite well. You always want to go with what your doctor says, obviously, but I'm just telling you what research says, especially in Europe. They've done some research on that as well. Because you need cholesterol for all your hormones in the body, and that's why they're linking some of the hot flashes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Because you are going to have hot flashes a lot of times if cholesterol is off. And hormones are going to be off, too. And, of course, there is now a correlation, I guess, with the different cardiovascular effects. So, interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Living well. What's going on?
Good. I just have a question. I just got involved with a doctor who is a chiropractor, and he talks all about maximized living.
Okay.
And I'm fairly young. I don't have too many health problems. My wife, her family history has to do with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and I guess I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous about being on
the
radio.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But he just talks about you know what I mean, not taking medication to cover up symptoms, and that he can cure most things by taking care of the spinal cord. Are you familiar with maximized living? I know it's kind of a...
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to kind of see what your opinion is on those things. You know what I mean? Because you go to see him, and it's kind of like a pressured sale, but he does have really dramatic results with a lot of people. And
Have you talked to those people where they've had dramatic results?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, people that had diabetes, and then after he worked with them for so long, they don't have to take insulin anymore. Or people that were on depression medication, and then, you know, he corrected their spinal cord. And so then, you know what I mean, their organs and their brains started working better, or for lack of better terms, they didn't need to take those.
So do you have any health challenges? Is that why you're going? Do you have back pain, neck pain? Do you have any type of structural issue that led you to go there?
Well, I do have back problems. I was in a car accident about 10 years ago, and I do get lower back pain. I probably didn't go to see my chiropractor for as long as I should have after my accident. Right. And so it's intermittent, it comes and goes, and my wife went too, and he says, you know, he talks about your spinal cord and your neck should be at a, like a 43.
Yeah, there should be a curve to it. It should have a nice cervical curve. Here's the deal. When it comes to the spine plays a role in the body, but it's not everything. You've got three sides, the mental side, the chemical side of the body, which is all the body chemistry with nutrition and everything else, and then the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Is the spine important to the body? Yes. Will it change everything? Will moving a bone in the spine and allowing a nerve to function better cure diabetes? That's a strong, strong statement. There's way too much physiology going in the body for that one statement. I'd be a little bit leery when it comes to just working with disease in the spine, but back pain, neck pain, headaches, and all that, that's very important. But can it play a factor? Yes, it can be a factor, but it's not everything. It's about 10 to 20, maybe 30% of the total equation. Keep doing some research on that and let me know.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.